Happy Wednesday, everybody. Hope you're all doing well out there. Do me a favor, especially those on Facebook, if you haven't done it yet, hit the share button. Facebook is unbelievably throttling my page. 42,000 followers, just hit 42,000 recently, but like a week before the election, of course, they started throttling the page down hard, and the viewership and the interaction went from unbelievably crazy amount of shares and interactions and people seeing what is going on the page to I don't know what's next for me. If Facebook is going to get rid of the page, who knows? We don't know. But hit the share, help. Maybe it'll break the algorithm, more people will see it. And I know it's worked once before when I did that and the page opened up again. They deleted my Instagram and it hit 8,000 subscribers. So this is just what they do. I will say, though, if you don't have a Rumble account, you should. And if you have a YouTube account, keep it. But YouTube is garbage. I'm not on YouTube. A lot of shows like mine aren't. Rumble is the place. And, you know, people are like, oh, it's always hard to find shows on Rumble, the search. Well, I made it really easy for you. To get to my Rumble channel, all you have to do is go to 1776live.tv and it will take you immediately to my Rumble channel. Hit the subscribe button, make an account. It's free. You can see there's so much content on there. Everyone's on there. And there's a lot of people who you would think were right wing that really aren't, are going over there because they're getting hit on YouTube either. You know, it's funny. Someone just said in the chat, we need to lie, cheat like the Democrats to win. We can do it. And I wouldn't say lie and cheat, but I will tell you, and I still have a midterm hangover. Okay. Big night last night at Mar-a-Lago. Donald J. Trump has announced his candidacy for president for 2024, going for the White House, which, by the way, there's no doubt in anybody's mind. I've been asked and I've been posting about it. I 100% stand and endorse and support Donald Trump to be the 47th president of the United States. Truly, that is not changing. I stand behind him. And because I like him, I like his policy, I like what he did. I like to have more money in my pocket. I'm sure you like to have more money in your pocket. You like to have more money in your 401k. I know I do. And I have less money in my pocket. I have less money in my 401k, but I'm taking more money out of my pocket for things that I shouldn't be, that we weren't when Donald Trump was president of this great republic. With that being said, we know there's a lot of divide going on with mainly the mainstream media and other people in the political field, and obviously rhinos, the swamp, trolls, the establishment, the uniparty. They all want Donald Trump out. They want to try to put Ron DeSantis on this pedestal. Ron DeSantis doesn't even know if he's going to run for president yet. If I have to make a prediction right now today, I'm going to say Ron DeSantis does not run for president, and at some point, not now because it's way too early. It's way too early. It's even, in my opinion, too early to announce that you're running for president 2 years, right after the midterms. I mean, typically you're waiting 100 days after the midterms. It is what it is. He did it. He wasn't going back. Donald Trump doesn't care. Full steam ahead. I think Ron DeSantis will end up coming out and supporting Donald Trump for his run for presidency, for the presidency. And I hope he does. I hope he realizes his loyalty and that he wouldn't be where he was today as the governor of the great state of Florida, especially the first time without Donald Trump, who dragged him over the finish line with, you know, only winning by 30,000 votes. I like Ron DeSantis. I think Ron DeSantis should be gearing up for a 2028 run for the White House because that's what I would like to see personally. How do we win? How do we win? So, you know, I was, if you listen to my show, if you watch my show, you hear me, you see my postings, I'm a tremendous proponent of voting on election day because that's what the Constitution says. We should not have an election season because we have an election day. But of course, that has all changed since the pandemic, in air quotes. And we have the famous mail-in ballots and we have these machines and we have ballot harvesting where it's legal and early voting and all of this nonsense, which still, I'm against. But is it going to go away? To find me on Rumble, just go to 1776live.tv. So basically what I did was I bought the domain 1776live.tv and I have it connected to my Rumble channel. So now people are like, I can't find you on Rumble. Just go to that website and it takes you right to my Rumble page. You can make an account. The live chats are open there. I see the live chats on Rumble, Facebook, and Getter every time I'm live streaming. So, yeah, what about the 2 years Trump lost because the Democrats cheated him out of 2020? Absolutely right. But if we go into the next 2 years talking about 2020, especially if Donald Trump decides to, and I don't think he will, I think he's going to change his messaging for what's good for the country. I'm not disagreeing with you. He will never see the White House again. That's a fact. But what do we do? What do? We have to change the game. Now, the mail-in ballots aren't going away. This is apparently it's here to stay unless every state decides, hey, this is bullshit. We need to just have election day, make mail-in ballots illegal, make it the way it was the day before the pandemic and the day before everything went crazy and haywire and we started living in clown world, and we have election day. I don't see it happening. We're going to have early in-person voting. We're going to have mail-in ballots. Ballot harvesting is going to be legal in a lot of states. In New York, where I am, from what I was looking at, there's no specific law at all. There's bills that the Republicans want to ban ballot harvesting and things like that. But now I look at it as, hey, ballot harvesting is legal in New York because there's no specific law banning it. So the Republicans, in my opinion, now have to play fire with fire. Many people won't agree with me. Hell, I don't agree with me because I don't like all of that. But the time to evolve and change is now, okay? What do? Do we encourage the early in-person voting? Do Republicans start having ballot harvesting events? Come and fill out your ballot, sign it, sealed, we will mail it. Do we have ballot harvesting events at gun shows, gun events, NASCAR events, just barbecue events? Let's roast a pig and invite as many people as we can so we can harvest ballots and get them in and play fire with fire like the Democrats are doing. I'm not saying we fill out fake ballots and go to the local cemetery and just start writing names on ballots. No, no. I'm saying we work hard to get as many ballots in as we can that are legal ballots, legal votes. Because there are a lot of people not voting. There are a lot of people staying home. 7 million people stayed home in New York. 7 million registered voters did not cast their vote. They left it on the table. And there are places that just people were not turning out. And then, of course, we have the whole Gen Z millennial crowd and the single white females that just sat and filled out all Democrat down the line because they were hoodwinked by the Biden administration saying, yeah, we're going to all of you all in debt. We're going to pay for everything. We're going to pay for your school loan. Nah, you got to pay it yourself. Sorry, idiots. The messaging has to change. And the problem is we have the establishment GOP, which looks like the leadership is not changing from Rona, whatever you want to say, McDaniels, the national GOP chair. She needs to be ousted. My opinion, I think Lee Zeldin, who ran for governor of New York, should be in that position, should challenge her and get into that position because he did a lot in New York. Believe it or not, we may have not have won the governorship, but in New York, we flipped 4 congressional seats to Republican on Long Island, which hasn't happened in decades. And we're sending 11 Republican members of Congress to D.C., which is pretty extraordinary. You know, the mainstream media is doing everything they can to blame not having a red wave on Donald Trump. GOP establishment is doing it. Okay. Your GOP establishment, swamp troll, uniparty Republicans are trying to oust Donald Trump by blaming him for this tremendous loss. What's the tremendous loss? Can someone please explain to me what the big tremendous loss that we had in the midterms? Trump endorsed out of the Trump endorsements, because we just got the 218th seat to take the majority in the House, which I believe that was called today, and that was from a Trump-endorsed candidate Kevin Kiley. He won his seat, which brought us to 218. We took the majority. That's a win. That was the 233rd Trump-endorsed candidate in the House to win. He had 22 losses in the House. 22 losses in the House. I'm sorry, but to me, that's a win. We have a lot to be happy about. Yeah, I have questions about Arizona, too. There's a lot of uncertainty in Arizona. Carrie Lake is not conceding. Mark Fincham is not conceding. And that's great. We're going to see what happens. But here's the thing. You're going to need tens of thousands of ballots to show that there was significant fraud. It's just the way it is. Do I like it? No. I'm tired of hearing about the white Penske trucks. Okay, how do we think ballots are being transported? They don't have trucks that say election committee or election transport service. Everybody's got to pump the brakes a little bit and look at the big picture. We have to change the messaging in the GOP. We have to change the leadership in the GOP, but that's a problem in itself. You know, the media is doing everything they can to downplay the fact that Donald Trump is running. There are mainstream media outlets that would not even cover it, aren't even acknowledging it. Instead, they're going on the other way and they're bashing him for it. They're bashing him for it. I agree. Elections in Arizona and certain areas were tampered with. Carrie Lake said herself that a lot of issues in Republican strongholds with voting machines, long lines, disenfranchised voters, machines going down, they couldn't vote, had to get off the line. Carrie Lake herself had to drive to a Democrat stronghold just so she could cast her vote, and she was out in 15 minutes. There was no lines. But again, the media is doing everything they can to downplay that Donald Trump is running, that Florida has basically gone completely red, and that Ron DeSantis had a monumental election, re-election. They're trying to downplay Elon owning Twitter. They're trying to downplay that we still have this, the Supreme Court majority. They're trying to downplay that we now have control of the House. They want to downplay that Roe v. Wade was overturned. They want to downplay that Republicans won the popular vote, by the way. And they want to downplay that Nancy Pelosi is now fired from Speaker of the House. Nancy Pelosi is fired. Nancy Pelosi is fired. She would probably live out her days in politics in Italy. If Joe Biden makes her the ambassador of Italy, she'll live in the nice mansion that they have there. I even think it has a wine room so she could sit there and drown her sorrows in red Italian vino, living out her days in politics while Paul Pelosi is getting pegged by some guy wielding a hammer. No one's talking about Paul Pelosi anymore. Republicans won the popular vote. 5 million overall, 5 million more votes over Democrats. 233 Trump endorsed candidates won. 233. That's a lot. 22 lost. But they're going to, just because Donald Trump endorsed somebody, it is still the responsibility of that candidate to run a great campaign. Maybe just some of them couldn't. Then they'll say, well, how come the GOP didn't step in and get better candidates? Well, they could have, but they didn't. And Donald Trump stepped in. Imagine if Donald J. Trump, I said this yesterday when I was co-hosting on We the People Radio, which that's what I do on Tuesdays, which you'll still be able to see on my Rumble channel because it'll be there. But James Curry, who I do Monday and Fridays with, he has his own tremendous podcast. He's got a very large audience called We the People Radio. And now I'm his co-host there because his two co-hosts actually went a different direction. Life happens, businesses and things like that. So that's where I am on Tuesdays, We the People Radio. So last night we live streamed the Trump announcement. And, you know, we got into talking a lot about a lot of things. And, you know, I said, what if Donald Trump left the White House January 20th, 2020. He got on Marine One. He went to Mar-a-Lago and he just sat there, sat on his ass and did nothing. Said, you know what? I'm done with politics. I'm not going to do nothing. Nothing. No PACs, no super PACs, no fundraising, no endorsements. Just not going to do it. Think about where we would be right now in the political sphere of things. Right now, where would we be if he did zero, just rode off into the sunset as a past president, never to get involved in any type of politics again? I think we'd be in pretty bad shape right now after the midterms. Nobody has done more for the America First movement, the MAGA movement, than Donald Trump. Prove me wrong. Find me someone that does. And if somebody says Candace Owens, I'm going to say this like I've been saying publicly. And this is, I have been saying this about Candace Owens since before she just criticized Donald Trump. I have been saying this about Candace Owens for well over 2 years. Candace Owens is a professional grifter who has done zero for the America First movement or the MAGA movement, who has done zero for any political candidate running for office, zero for fundraising. She has a show on the Daily Wire. She wrote a couple books. She grifts at speaking events, getting paid tens of thousands of dollars, won't take pictures of more than 100 people. It's in her contract. Oh, but she galvanized the black vote. Did she? Did she? Because she wasn't the first one, and she won't be the last that does that. She didn't single-handedly galvanize the black vote. So let's stop the BS. A lot of people don't agree with me. That's my opinion on Candace Owens. But, oh, Trump should have Candace Owens as her VP. No. Sorry, people. Let's live in reality. But where would we be if Donald Trump? I'm not saying Donald Trump is the savior, because I also say don't worship false prophets. One person is not going to save this country. We, the people, are going to save this country. You're going to save this country. Okay? All of you are going to save this country. I'm going to help a little bit. But this is what we need to do. We need to change our messaging. We can't abandon arguments. We have to make better arguments. We, as Republicans, conservatives, GOP, whatever you want to call it, right-leaning, America-loving, freedom-loving Americans, we have to reach the younger people. We have to reach that Gen Z, that 18 to 25, that 32 to 36, that range. That's a big, big void that the Republicans have trouble reaching, is that younger voter. And it showed. Either people didn't vote, or they voted a certain way because of the cockamamie messaging that was fed to them by Democrats, especially in low-income minority areas, because again, Democrats are very good at that. Why did 73% of the country say that they were angry and then go to the polls and vote for the people that are making them angry? It doesn't make sense to me. There are so many moving parts. We can't just say, this is why people lost and that's it. No, there's a lot of moving parts. But again, now, and here I'm thinking, even, you know, before he said he was going to announce, because, you know, I do this podcast. I'm on the air, I think, every night of the week now, which, by the way, this is not my job. This is not what I do for a living. I make $0 doing this. I'm not syndicated. I don't have these huge sponsors, nothing. I sponsor myself. As a matter of fact, if you're into cigars, mypatriotcigars.com. I own the company. I'm a big cigar guy. Go over to mypatriotcigars.com. Use promo code CIGAR15 and you'll get 15% off a checkout. A lot of good cigars over there. Have gift cards for gifts. I notice a lot of people have been buying. There's a sampler pack there and they're putting messages in. Hey, I watch your show, and that's great. I appreciate it. But I'm not making any money being on the air. There's no, like, I'm not a news actor. I do this because I care about this country, and this is my way, because I've amassed a nice platform of people that watch me regularly. I recognize most of your names on a weekly or daily basis in the chats. And that's why I went from, when I first started doing pre-recorded shows, I'm like, I want to do live shows. I want to get to know people out there and where they're from. I love the chats. I look at everything. Nobody runs my social media. I run it myself. I do everything myself. And of course, they want to stop that. They want to stop people like me. And there are hundreds of people like me out there with small shows, big shows, medium-sized shows, networks. We have to be the ones that are going to get the messages out for 2024. The midterms are coming. Midterms came, rather. Worked really hard on that, just as far as trying to get candidates' messages out, fundraise, you know, speak about the messaging and how important it is. All the races didn't go the way I wanted them to go, obviously. J.R. Majewski, Ohio, 9th District, great guy. He didn't win. I don't see how. He ran against a 40-year career Democrat who did absolutely nothing in a Republican district Trump endorsed, and he fell short. Very disappointing. He, Joe Kent, Washington State, another disappointing race. Blake Masters, Carrie Lake, so many out there. But Pennsylvania will elect a midget Napoleon-like governor, Shapiro, and a handicapped potato, John Fetterman. You know, don't worry, you missed the Veterans Day sale. Big Black Friday sale coming at the cigar website, mypatriotcigars.com. I see you in the chat, Brandy. Just keep an eye out on social media. You'll see it there, but there's going to be a Black Friday sale, mypatriotcigars.com. If you're not on the email list and you want to be, go to mypatriotcigars.com and just put your email in, because the sales are going to be emailed out to everybody and put on social media. So big, there'll be a better sale on Black Friday than Veterans Day. So I'll be looking for your name in the orders. So, a lot of disappointments, but a lot of good things happened. Okay. We have the House. Nancy Pelosi is not third in line of the presidency any longer. I'm not happy Kevin McCarthy is going to be, but look, maybe he won't be. Maybe Matt Gaetz is right. Maybe he won't be able to garner the votes. Maybe they'll figure something out. They have until January 3rd, I believe they vote. January 3rd or something like that. I believe they vote on that. I mean, what do you think Republicans need to do? I'm telling, today I sent a text message to Roger Stone, which, by the way, I'm going to be covering for him tomorrow on Lindell TV, the Stone Zone, over at frankspeech.com at 5 p.m. Eastern. I'm going to have J.R. Majewski on with me, I think at 5:30. I'll be covering for Roger Stone. It's funny. I said the handicapped potato because apparently the word retard offends people. I don't get offended. I don't care if I offend anybody. But I figured I won't. I was calling him retarded Shrek for a while, but handicapped potato, you know, just popped in my head. I wonder if he gets special parking privileges because he's a handicapped potato. Anyway, I'm all over the place. It's been crazy. So yeah, I'll be covering for Roger Stone tomorrow on the Stone Zone, 5 p.m. Eastern, frankspeech.com, and I'll have J.R. Majewski on with me. But I have a excuse me. now I'm dying. They're poisoning me. They really want to take me out. So the vile women on The View, I'm sure you're all big fans of them. They went full blown, you know, anti-Trump today. I have their video. It's comical to watch. I'm going to make you suffer through it. This is their, you know, talking about the big bad orange man on why he's running for president and things like that. But I'm just going to leave it with this. Listen, if for some reason you can't hear the audio, someone tell me in the chat, but we should be okay.
Shall we chat about the big house?
Yes, let's chat about the big
house. Because I really think that's what this is all about, right? Any private citizen can be indicted for a crime. You do not have the protection of the presidency.
True.
He's got 2 years to run. And my information...
Meaning 2 years where he is not a president.
Where he's not a president to run a campaign.
Right.
I've spoken to my former colleagues, some of them at the Justice Department, and of course they can't say much. But the word out in the streets is that he's got about 30 to 90 days until some sort of indictment...
Indictments mean nothing, by the way.
Right? That's the word on the street. I could be wrong, but that's what I've heard from my federal prosecutor friend.
Okay.
And Alyssa and I actually agree. She's heard the same thing. And so he's trying to grift.
Grift.
His legal bills, they're very expensive.
She's a moron.
Things. And so I think that what we shouldn't do is what we did the last time, that the media made him more and more and more and more famous.
He didn't need the media to be famous.
We can make this twice impeached, disgraced, almost indicted former president perhaps a criminal. We can pay attention to the criminal if he's indicted, but let's not pay so much attention to this guy trying to grift and make money off the president.
Make money off the presidency. This is the narrative.
Elected Republicans texting me like, this is so uninspiring, this is low energy. His heart didn't feel like it's in it, and it's hard to blame him when you I think he's running, frankly, to avoid indictment, so I don't
which is not
gonna
be in it.
It's not parrots work.
But my note to my party, we've seen this movie before. If 15 people run against him, if a dozen people run against him, it actually clears it for him. That's what happened in 2016. It was time frankly back then for sound-minded Republicans to come together, governors, senators, and decide
the establishment,
who are we going to put all of our energy behind, all of our resources to put that person up against him and try to take him down once and for all, because that's the only way we don't get nominee Donald Trump. But one quick thing I want to say is I think you're going to see a lot of new converts away from Trumpism in the coming weeks and months as he's back out there. And as somebody who, you know, changed my mind on him probably too late, I welcome those people. Your voice matters. You're going to get called complicit. You're going to be told your voice doesn't matter, but it does. To defeat him, we need a winning
she was former Trump administration, so this Alyssa Farah Griffin. Right.
When I think the midterm gave everyone permission to go in another direction, because we always heard that, like, some of the other Republican leaders, DeSantis wouldn't run if Trump did. I think the way those midterms went, this is actually the fourth loss for Donald Trump if you count the midterms of 2018, 2020, like all of that adds
that's a
up.
Lot of
again,
fourth
the loss.
We're not going to count all the loss of hair?
Well, no, I wasn't adding up the follicles.
Listen to this cow.
The fourth time Navarro. They lost, this was unexpected in some circles. And so I think it gave them permission to go in another direction. But you know who I'm really won over by right now? I saw a Jake Tapper interview with Governor Charlie Baker from Massachusetts.
Oh, yeah. Oh my God.
I had never heard of him before. 73% popularity in a blue state for a Republican governor who, when you watch this interview, he talks about how he did politics in the old-fashioned way of going to people and how he listens more, talks less. This is the guy the Republican Party should be grabbing.
Well, he's
grabbing.
In the vein of Adam Kinzinger's, I think, people that stand for something.
Well, what he is,
Adam Kinzinger for president, everybody.
73% popular governor of a state right now.
That's true.
And so
he decided not to run again. He's no longer.
Yeah, because maybe he's thinking the same way I am. And this guy could be really good.
Yeah. You know, last time I said something like that about John Tester in Montana, that he would be a good candidate. He called me up, so maybe you might get a call.
I'll give him your numbers.
We'll be right back.
Oh, yeah. You know, you all loved hearing from those ladies from The View. Okay, first of all, Donald Trump is not running for president to avoid indictment. He knows they're going to come with an indictment. He knows. And it's going to be a ridiculous indictment based on nothing. Okay? And I think personally, because he is so clever, that if and when that indictment does come, he will use it to his advantage. I 100% agree. I feel that he will use any indictment that comes to his advantage. And he's grifting off the presidency. He's grifting to make money off the presidency to pay legal bills. First of all, any legal bills he has, it has nothing to do with campaigning. He would not be using his campaign funding for. And this is where they want to fool the American people to say that he's taking your money to use it for himself. When we know that the financials are scrutinized with campaigning and campaign funding, all of that is scrutinized to the penny. And which, by the way, I know for a fact that Donald Trump's war chest is upwards of $300 million. I do know for a fact from the Trump inner circle that was at Mar-a-Lago that there were about two dozen billionaires sitting in the first two rows at Mar-a-Lago who have already committed and are all in. So what these women have to say, and they're parroting off of each other, that other woman, Alyssa Farah, she held a bunch of positions in the Trump administration, And like others, when she realized there was no more use for her after the presidency, that she wasn't getting a great cushy job down at Mar-a-Lago. And people don't realize the tremendous staff that Donald Trump has as a former president around him, okay? Between his attorneys, his advisors, his assistants, his spokespeople. I mean, you go down the line, Rick Grenell works for him, Cash Patel works for him, Christina Bob, I mean, Liz Harrington. There are so many that work for Donald Trump now down at Mar-a-Lago. That Cassidy Hutchinson, who testified at the January 6th hearing, who said herself that, you know, she was the left's, you know, golden child. She worked for the Trump administration, made up a bunch of lies working for Mark Meadows, who called the January 6th committee, the BS committee. Yeah, she was pissed off because she wasn't given a job down at Mar-a-Lago because she so desperately wanted one. Again, it's on. It's election season. A little too early, in my opinion, because now what's all the content going to be? The content's going to be running in and around the ridiculousness of pointing out the bullshit of the mainstream media and my support of Donald Trump and where this is going to take us for the next 2 years. I think it's going to get crazy. I think there's going to be some real bad times. And let's not take away from just our living as Americans. Let's talk about that for a moment. Where are we going to be? Okay, Democrats have the Senate. Republicans have the House. There's going to be gridlock. Chuck Schumer, Mitch McConnell, they're looking to work together some ways because of that whole uniparty and try to just stick some things up our ass that they haven't quite fit up there yet. Now their main goal, and Chuck Schumer even alluded to it, they want to confirm as many progressive federal judges as they possibly can to federal benches all over the country. That's going to be a big play for this Democrat Senate. A huge play to get in place as many progressive judges as they can. And we also have to see it's early on who's going to be coming out of the woodwork to run for president as a Republican. Is Liz Cheney going to be that one? Is Adam Kinzinger going to be one? Is Pompeo going to be one? Is Ted Cruz going to be one? I don't think Ted Cruz is going to run. I think Ted Cruz is going to sit back, throw his support behind Trump, hoping that Trump wins in 2024. When Clarence Thomas retires, Ted Cruz is nominated by Trump as a Supreme Court justice. That's what I think is going to happen. And I think Donald Trump has mentioned it in the past. But again, the mainstream media, the left, is in complete meltdown because the big bad orange man has declared that he is going to run for president, that he is running for president. They're going to do everything they can. When I say they, Democrats, GOP establishment, uniparty Republicans, and people that may have said that they were Trump supporters but now want to back away, that were never Trumpers, and they're going to push the narrative. Running for president to escape indictment. Grift and make money off the presidency because he's so poor that he needs it. He just refurbed his plane. Have you seen Mar-a-Lago? I mean, have we seen the Trump dynasty? He needs to grift off the American people to pay legal bills, hundreds of thousands of dollars in legal bills. If he really wanted to dip into the campaign fund, he's got about $300 million there, and he hasn't even started fundraising for himself yet. I do hope that he comes out strong for Herschel Walker in December. Big runoff in Georgia, people. I don't care if you live in Georgia or not. You need to get on Herschel Walker's website, okay? And you need to donate something to his campaign because he needs the money to do voter contact campaigning. Commercials, radio, it's expensive, and they're paying premium prices. Okay. And I'm actually going to pull up his website in a second, as soon as I find it. But literally, I'm sorry, but I don't live in Georgia. I've already donated. I'm going to donate again. It's teamherschel.com. And know, it's right here. Run, fight, win for Georgia. Herschel Walker. We need Herschel Walker to win. This is going to be a tight race. Okay. This runoff with the Raphael Warnock, who should not be in the Senate. We need that Senate seat. We need Herschel Walker to win. So if you can, go over to teamherschel.com, donate a dollar, donate $5, donate $10 to help. You could probably go on his website, and if you wanted to sit wherever you were sitting, no matter where in the country, you could probably work the phones for him. There are people from all over the country that are actively going down to Georgia to campaign for him. We need that seat. We can't forget about that seat. Donald Trump announcing his running didn't take any of the highlight away from Herschel Walker. Donald Trump mentioned that, and I believe Donald Trump is going to do a lot more between now and that runoff to campaign for Herschel Walker, who's a good friend of his. So literally as the former president is announcing that he's running for president, you have places like NPR publishing just ridiculous, melodramatic, you know, like neck-grabbing, pearl-clutching, you know, responses to his announcements. Basically, the editor is getting on from NPR just saying, you know, no. As a matter of fact, they put out a tweet. They put out a tweet that said, this is NPR. Breaking: Donald Trump, who tried to overthrow the results of the 2020 presidential election and inspired a deadly riot at the Capitol in a desperate attempt to keep himself in power, has filed to run for president again in 2024. And of course, they go on with midterm losses that are all his fault, because it's all Donald Trump's fault. That, again, they won't talk about all of the winning that went on. They won't talk about the winning that this country saw in the 4 years he was president of this country. No. The narrative, you will push it no matter what, and you will shove this garbage down the throats of the American people until they choke on it and realize that Donald Trump is so bad that we have to vote against him and vote for whoever is running against him, whether it's a Democrat or get rid of him in the primaries. But again, 10 people, 12 people, 8 people run against Donald Trump. He's not going to need that much to get through the primary. Like last time, was it 30, 35%? I think he'll do it. And then the big thing, then it's game on through the general election. And I want to start the Harvest for Votes movement in New York. I sent Roger Stone a text message today. I'm like, I want to get involved in the campaign in any capacity I can. And how do I start the ballot harvesting movement in New York for Republicans, just like the Democrats do? What do we got to do? We got to have a pig roast. What do we have to do? We got to invite everybody. We got to fill out ballots. We got to mass mail them, right? Make sure they're all in line. Make sure they're all legit. Not cemetery votes. We're not talking about dead Democrats here. I don't want dead Republicans to vote either. Fire with fire. We got to fight fire with fire. We have to ballot harvest. We have to early in-person voting. I mean, what do I have to do? Do I have to rent charter buses and literally, here you go, be here. We're going to have buses running every hour on the hour on the days of early voting to get you to the polls, get you to the polls, get you to the polls. I mean, hey, why not, right? It's the only way we're going to win. If we show up, we'll win. But that's not always ironclad. Now maybe we have to mail in shit tons of ballots to win. Really, I don't have a definitive answer. I could just think of ways to do things differently, and maybe to do things that the Democrats are doing, short of not cheating and giving in fraudulent votes, but do it better. I mean, what do people think out there? I want to know everybody's opinion. I mean, what are we doing? Ron DeSantis, I truly believe, should hold down the fort in Florida, and he should be ready to run in 2028. And I hope that is what's going to happen. And if he chooses to run, I say I I hope he runs in 2028, not out of the fear that he's going to beat Donald Trump, because I don't believe he could take Donald Trump down. I do not believe he can at all. I just don't want him to destroy his career. I want him to fulfill his obligation to the state of Florida as being a kick-ass great governor. And I want him to line himself up to run for the presidency in 2028. That's what I want. And I want to aim at people like Chuck Schumer, who is looking for Senate Republicans to work with him, who is going to do whatever he can to get swamp Republicans to 100% promise that they will do whatever they can to walk away from Donald Trump. Yes, as a matter of fact, I saw that. We talked about it a little yesterday. Governor Abbott in Texas declaring an invasion at the border. And I'll be honest with you, I saw it. I haven't looked into it completely. I was too focused on Donald Trump's announcement and then everybody going crazy about it, negatively, positively, and in between. So I'm going to look into that more. And actually, I think James and I are going to be discussing that a little bit on Friday for Freedom Friday, which Freedom Friday will be at 9 p.m. Eastern. You'll have James and I on the ones and twos going at each other and, you know, talking about all of what's good and what's wrong in the world. Let's be clear that we know, as rational thinking people that love America, love freedom, love the Constitution, big supporters of Donald Trump, and realize why you're a big supporter of Donald Trump. And I think you already do. I mean, I support Donald Trump because I truly believe he loves America and he loves the American people. This man had nothing to gain by putting himself in the arena to run for president the last time, and then the re-election that was stolen, and then this time now. He's 75 years old. He does not need to do this. Before he ran for president the first time, he was the most iconic name in America, no matter what. Everybody knew who Donald Trump was. Everyone knew who Donald Trump was and a lot of things about him. And now is he any bigger of a name? No, he's just doing something different. Instead of building skyscrapers, he's trying to make America great again. And I agree too. I think he has more to lose than to gain. It's a fact. He lost more getting involved in politics. If he didn't get involved in politics, he would be worth so much more. He gave up hundreds of millions, if not billions of dollars I hated that show, The Apprentice. I have to be honest with you. I saw that, Brandy. No, I don't miss The Apprentice. I just thought it was cringy. I think his heart's in the right place. Don't get me wrong. There are things that Donald Trump has done, or I should say has not done, that I thought he should have done when he was president. Like, for instance, when striking down Obamacare, which I'm all for. It's destroying everything. But bringing it to the Supreme Court, bringing it to court and fighting that battle and not having a draft, because he kept saying he was going to replace it with something great. We didn't even get to see a draft of what that was, because I don't think there was one. That's one big thing that sticks with me, that, okay, you're going to, yep, let's get rid of Obamacare. It's destroying, you know, lives, the price, no one can afford it, the whole thing. but you didn't have anything to replace it. That's really my real only gripe. Mean tweets. I kind of like the mean tweets. I liked all the mean tweets. So you're not going to get me there. I like the fact that, well, he wasn't that presidential. You mean he wasn't the norm? He wasn't the norm. I don't want the norm. I still don't want the norm. Joe Biden is not the norm. He's just a piece of shit that doesn't know what direction he's going in. And people did not vote for Joe Biden. People either just voted against Donald Trump. And when they weren't voting against Donald Trump, people were just making up ballots that they were voting against Donald Trump. So I think we need him for 4 more years to get us back on track. Because also, let me be clear about this. Donald Trump wins in 2024 and takes the White House. He's not fixing this country in 4 years. He's going to get it on track. I'd hate to use this term for him. And I don't mean it this way, but it's going to sound bad. He's going to get the country right on track and almost be a placeholder for the, hopefully the next Republican president, which would be Ron DeSantis, to take the baton and keep running down the track and continuing to make this country better. Because I feel so much damage has been done in this past 2 years from this ridiculous regime that we have 2 more years left of. But in those 2 years has destroyed this country so much that just these 2 years, it will take a decade to get us back to where we were before this old bag of shit stepped foot in the White House with all of his handlers. I think we need him to help get the country back on track. We don't need him to save the country because that's our job, but he, to have him there as the voice for us, for the American people, because he loves the American people and he loves America, I think is more important than anything right now. And, you know, we also have to realize that people, hopefully we hold the House in another 2 years. We can flip more seats. And what's going to dictate it is how the country evolves now under this regime. And if the people in the House can do anything to pump the brakes a little bit, because, you know, I don't know how people voted for people that advocated for criminals. You know, I'm going to say this. I said it before recently, that I can't wait for the summer of 2023 to prove in every major city to prove to those people that you voted wrong, because the criminals and the desperate people who can't put food on the table because of inflation and who knows where people will be financially by then, especially after a harsh winter of trying to heat their homes when, you know, home heating prices in New York of $4.75, $4.80, $5, and $5.10 a gallon for home heating oil. Wondering where the next paycheck is coming from or where the next meal is coming from. The desperation is going to get to a lot of people, and desperate people do desperate things. And I think we're going to see a summer of crime similar to what has been seen in the 80s. In most American cities. So we got to change the messaging. You're going to have people like Mike Pence come out, who's already saying, oh, well, you know, he believes that there's better choices. There's going to be better choices. And what he's saying is he's one of them because he's going to run. They are saying that Donald Trump has a short list of VP picks that they're going to narrow down to one. I've heard rumors that maybe it's a woman. I've also been told that, you know, people are sworn to secrecy. There's a whole vetting process. And I hope it's a vice president that will bring a larger base to the table for the election. Like Mike Pence brought, you know, all the Bible bunnies Don't take offense to that. I don't mean that in a derogatory way. But that's what Mike Pence brought to the table for Donald Trump. You know, the evangelicals to the table to vote for him. And that's one of the big things of picking a vice president is who can bring you a base that you need help with, that you need the support from and the votes from. So that's what they have to figure out. You know, someone said, oh, what about Carrie Lake? You know, she doesn't look like she's going to be able to do anything about the Arizona governor election at this point. What about her? I don't know. I know he likes Carrie Lake. But again, I don't know if she'd be able to just, I know she's a woman, but I don't know if that would help him bring a different base to the, you know, the voting base. I think the most people that are in line with Carrie Lake are in line with Donald Trump. So it'd have to be someone that can, what can they bring to the table to get through the general? That's the way I have been told a vice president should be looked at. So we have a lot of work to do, especially when Chuck Schumer says that Mitch McConnell and him, that Chuck Schumer says him and Mitch McConnell have remarkably similar vision for the future of the Republican Party. That alone should disturb every single person that has ever voted Republican or is a registered Republican or an independent. That Chuck Schumer publicly said that him and Mitch McConnell have remarkably similar vision for the Republican Party. That's why Mitch McConnell needs to go. And I like Ben Carson. Ben Carson's retired, though. I don't think Ben Carson has it in him to run for vice president. He has aged rapidly. Him and his wife wrote a kid's book. He's doing some speaking events. I don't think he has it in him to do anything as far as politics anymore. But Carrie Lake again, maybe. I don't know if she brings anything different to the table. Yeah, I don't know if she brings anything different to the table. Listen, don't forget to hit the share button on Facebook, please. And again, go to the Rumble channel. Subscribe. If you don't have an account on Rumble, sign up. It's free. And there is it's so much better than YouTube. There's so much good stuff on there. And you can get my Rumble channel at 1776live.tv. It can't get any easier than that. All of my live shows are on there. So, again, a lot of work to do. It's election season. It's campaign season. It's going to be crazy to see this man, Donald J. Trump, run a 2-year presidential campaign. You know, it's early, and there's going to be a lot of fireworks. And we got to take it with stride and see where it goes, because I think we're going to have some bumpy roads, some crazy windy roads. But listen, we're going to be in it together, because I'm going to be obviously heavily engaged in talking about it and following what's going on. And I think everybody needs to pay attention on what's going to happen with the new Congress that comes in January. We have to figure out what's going to go on with leadership, what the Biden regime is going to pull out of their asses next. Where's Kamala Harris? She has been non-existent. It's very interesting. And who is going to run for president as a Democrat? Because I don't even know if Joe Biden will still be breathing by 2024. And yes, we have 2 years, and we're going to need these 2 years to rally and recruit more America-loving patriots that are going to help spread the message, get rid of these disgusting Democrats, push aside these horrific GOP establishment swamp trolls, and lead Donald Trump to victory in 2024. And if Ron DeSantis does decide to run for president against Donald Trump, my stance doesn't change. And I will do whatever I can to help Donald Trump get as much support as he can through the primary. But I hope Ron DeSantis opens his eyes and realizes, and he's going to be pressed. Now, this is the problem. Ron DeSantis is not going to be able to do any public appearances without someone in the media talking about Donald Trump running for president. And that's not how Ron DeSantis is going to want to run it through his governorship. Is every time he's trying to do something for the state of Florida or some moron, they're going to do it on purpose. They're going to taunt him. Well, what do you think about Donald Trump? You know, they were asking him about Donald Trump, and he, you know, Ron DeSantis made some statements. But if you noticed, what Ron DeSantis did not do when he was asked about it, he made mention of mainstream media about, you know, they don't even want him to wake up in the morning. He made no mention about Donald Trump's big announcement that he was going to make the following day. And he made no mention of Donald Trump at all. Now, that can be interpreted two ways. That he thinks Donald Trump is completely insignificant, which I don't believe that. Or out of respect because of what Donald Trump has done for him in his political career. So you can interpret that either way. Maybe there's other ways to interpret it. I hope it's the latter. I hope it's that it's out of respect for Donald Trump, realizing what he's done for him for his political career. He would not be governor of Florida if it wasn't for Donald J. Trump pulling him over the finish line and only winning by 30,000 votes. The landslide victory that he just received in Florida. Again, in his heart of hearts, he should thank Donald Trump for that as well, because he got him there the first time. There would not be a re-election if there was no election. And Ron DeSantis was no stellar member of Congress either. He did vote against Trump's border wall. He did. And Ron DeSantis, again, did not have Florida free and open the entire time. He played catch-up, but he opened it and he kept it open. Ron DeSantis has done great things for Florida, and he will continue to do great things for Florida. And every Floridian should be proud of him and support him, but also realize that they need him his full term. Florida, you need Ron DeSantis your full term. And I would hope you expect that out of your newly elected governor, and you make that clear to him. If you run into him and you tell him we need you, don't run for president until 2028. But again, I don't think he will, and I think he's going to come out in the support of Donald Trump. Anyway, I'm going to leave it there. We did a full hour. I'm back tomorrow on the Stone Zone over at frankspeech.com covering for the great Roger Stone. He has something to do, so I'm going to be filling in for him at 5 p.m. Eastern on frankspeech.com. And then I will be back Friday, 9 p.m. Eastern, with James Curry, We the People Radio. And then Saturday morning show, live, The Great Steak Breakfast with the boys from Steak for Breakfast podcast, which is another tremendous show. So I do the collaboration with them on Saturday mornings, 10 a.m. Eastern, The Great Steak Breakfast on Saturdays. Hit the share button. Keep hitting the share button. I don't know how long this Facebook thing is going to last. I'm holding on. You're all great. I have another page I had posted on there to see if it makes a difference. You could follow that one as well. It's just Alan Jacoby. You look it up. It's a picture of me behind the microphone just doing my pose. You could follow that also. But I really like to see everybody make accounts on Rumble and follow over there and get in the live chat there. And that's 1776live.tv. Again, 1776live.tv. .tv. It's going to take you right to my Rumble channel. Hit subscribe. And if it hits subscribe and you're not have an account, it'll prompt you to make one. Make one. It takes an email and a screen name. And then you can chat on Rumble throughout the entire show, just like your people are doing on Facebook. Because I'm getting a lot of regulars that are messaging me saying, I'm not seeing your posts on Facebook. That's why I'm asking you to share this as much as you can. If you're in groups, share this in groups. Keep hitting the share button. It helps so much. I don't want your money. I want your shares. So my email, you can email me at thegreatdivide1776@gmail.com. That's thegreatdivide1776@gmail.com. You can email me there. I always answer my emails. If you send me death threats, make it a good one. Especially go in detail how you want it to happen, because that stuff really, really gets me going. So, awesome. See? There you go. You're already on Rumble, Brandy. I don't know if you're new on Rumble, but that's great. Truth Fighter 3 on Rumble. There you go. Be like Brandy. Get a Rumble account. All the cool kids are going over to Rumble. And you can get there by going to 1776live.tv. All right, everybody. I will see you all on Friday, 9 p.m. Eastern, right here. And if you're around tomorrow, 5 p.m. Eastern, go to frankspeech.com, Lindell TV2, and I'll be covering for Roger Stone over at the Stone Zone, and J.R. Majewski will be joining me. So until next time, I'll talk to you soon. God bless.